Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Man, this girl boss culture, way too much effort. So Kristen's going to tell you that women now are fighting back against that, and it's time to opt for a life of leisure.
The soft girl revolution is upon us.
Okay. Mm.
This article was fascinating. So it's an article from Glamour magazine written by Stephanie McNeil. The title is "Welcome to the Soft Girl Revolution: How Young Women Are Rejecting Girl Boss Culture for a Life of Leisure."
So when we're defining what girl boss culture is, it's what? Grinding
the hustle,
out,
the right? Grind, the putting in hours, the stress, the working weekends, anything to get ahead, make a name for yourself, etc.
Nope.
Right? And all of the soft girl revolution started with a TikTok from Mia Jones.
Don't want to be a girl boss. I don't want to hustle. I simply want to live my life slowly and lay down in a bed of moss with my lover and enjoy the rest of my existence, reading books, creating art, and loving myself and the people in my life. Bada boom, bada bing.
I love all of it except laying in the moss.
Yeah, right? All right, so I'm going to start reading some of this article. Whenever you want to interject, just let me know.
There is something to be said here, and this doesn't have to do with women or men, about choosing a simple life. You know, I've got a couple of friends that are the happiest people in the world because they just don't have the same kind of drive I do. They're really happy being teachers, court reporters. They're done at 5 o'clock. They go play frisbee football. They go play golf. There's not a drive there. And they're so happy. And I'm so jealous because I just don't have that in my DNA.
All right, so Mia Jones isn't alone. For many Gen Z women who have entered the workforce during the past few years, their greatest dream increasingly is to have the chance to achieve nothing, at least by traditional capitalist standards. Welcome to the world of the soft girl, the lifestyle choice that many young women are now holding up as an ideal. The soft girl doesn't value the grind or getting ahead. She prioritizes slow living. Her days are filled with a nearly obsessive focus on self-care. Long term, the soft girl dreams of making dinner for her husband, and if she's got them, staying at home with her kids. She's not interested in making partner or founding her own company. She's in touch with her feminine energy, her menstrual cycle, and her moods.
Okay, so I'm going to make an assumption then that most Gen Z, not all, but most are probably not parents, because having children is not a soft girl life.
Yeah.
Being a stay-at-home mother, I got to experience a blip of it this past weekend when I was rolling solo without my husband. It is the hardest thing I probably have ever done. It is so difficult.
In other words, to be a soft girl is to radically reject the idea of being a girl boss, the bastion of feminine achievement that was an ideal during the tech boom of the late 2000s and 2010s. The next generation of women have observed our burnout and our late nights, our stress fractures, our egg freezing, and said, "No thanks. What about if we just didn't try so hard?" Grinding away at building a career is not the end-all, be-all to a soft girl. It's embarrassing. To them, the pursuit of what is known as hustle culture is not just toxic and potentially harmful to their health, it actively goes against what it means to be a woman. The feminine urge to tell women that hustle culture has been designed for the 24-hour male cycle and not the 28-plus-day female rhythm, which is why we feel so burnt out and exhausted, advised one to the lifestyle, and remind them that they're not broken for not thriving in a world that wasn't made with them in mind. You may have a burning question. Who is paying for the soft girl lifestyle?
Yeah, I do have that burning question.
And if we are assuming it's a man, why does rejecting burnout and hustle culture need to mean that women should fetishize giving up their financial independence?
Mm-hmm.
Motherhood is also the desire of many soft girls, especially those who can stay at home with their kids. Young moms who do stay at home are nearly fetishized on soft girl TikTok with their videos extolling the virtues of their self-living, with their babies getting millions of views. Women dream of being a stroller mom in her mom era, going on hot mom walks, unapologetically saying they want to quit their corporate life for family and joking that women should never have fought for the right to enter the workplace.
Can I pause you there for 1 second? Because I don't think I'm just smart enough to understand some of the stuff you just said.
Uh-huh.
So the financial part of it, they're saying that they're not giving that up. They're just not hustling to the top.
Well,
because I mean, there has to be some kind of contribution in the relationship.
There was a burning question. I did not find a burning answer.
Okay. All right.
And this was an extremely lengthy article. So I'm literally just giving you excerpts to kind of give you the gist of what's happening on Gen Z TikTok as far as like the soft girl versus girl boss and them going at it.
So it doesn't mean a free ride necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
For sure.
I feel like this article to me is conflating. There's the soft girl lifestyle that's not about the hustle. Like you kind of just do your thing and then mm-hmm. you take, the way I like to think of it, I heard someone explain it like my job is my side gig and my life is my real job.
Great.
And the side gig funds my life. But being a stay-at-home mom is not soft. And
yeah,
that's what's getting me. But I actually think this is the next step in feminism. I think the pendulum swung far to the right. Like we have to girl boss and be hyper-independent. And now it's swinging back to a place where if you want, it'll eventually get to, if you want a girl boss, you can. And if you want to do this, you can. And it's all good because you call the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while many of these comments are made in jest, the truth is that being in your hot stay-at-home mom era can be a slippery slope into becoming a hashtag trad wife. That's a traditional wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also a theme on TikTok as well, where young, usually religious women extol the virtues of the patriarchy. And one woman posted in a video, I'm teaching my daughter that it's perfectly acceptable to depend on a man. This one proud 24-year-old hashtag trad wife, Jasmine Dark, put in a recent video.
Hold, please. I just don't like that one right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally okay to depend on a man. I don't know that it's okay to totally depend on anybody because you just don't know what life is going to throw in front of you.
Yeah.
But I think that's a dangerous message.
I think so, too.
I think if you're teaching the flip side, though, as well, it makes it more palatable. Like if you teach your daughter it's okay to depend on a man and it's okay for a man to depend on you, then you've got like that makes me happy because then it's showcasing your equal partners and you give and you get. But to say grow up so a man can take care of you, I'm not down with that messaging.
So one of the comments on this video, so glad I was taught the exact opposite, wrote one woman. As the soft girl life grows in popularity, some Gen Zers are beginning to call out the more questionable messaging associated with it. So there's a young Canadian PhD candidate who said she grew so concerned by what she was seeing on TikTok, she decided to post her own video titled Why the Soft Girl Era is Toxic. So these two worlds, mm-hmm. girl boss and soft girl, are like, poof. I think it's just promoting the traditional gender norms that we've worked so hard to push back on, she said. And Barbie would say the same thing. It's just not Barbie to promote these very stereotypical gender norms, especially in a world where equity, diversity, and inclusion is so important. Many people don't conform to the typical male or female identity. It's true that living the girl boss life can be challenging. Burnout is real. Hustle culture is toxic. In many ways, it does seem kind of empowering to take up the soft girl ethos, to break away from the rat race and stop feeding into the machine labor. And then the article goes on and on and on and on and on.
No, it's a good one.
I think
there's a lot of valid stuff in
there. Oh, yeah. I would read the entire thing if you could, but I was not aware of, because full disclosure, I'm not on TikTok. I wasn't about to download another app. And then, so I've steered clear of it because I waste enough time on my phone as it is. So I wasn't aware of the soft girl ethos on TikTok, but I do find it absolutely fascinating because of my age, I'm not around a lot of young 20-something girls. So I didn't know that there was a revolution happening amongst us.
Yeah, Abby, it's written for you. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, and I've heard this a lot from my friends, and I think I've brought it up on the show a couple of times where I've mentioned that I do have a couple friends in my life that they're not calling it the soft girl phase of their life, but they kind of idolize the Range Rover mommy lifestyle. And to Cassie's point, like I think it's an idealized version of what they think motherhood is, and they don't realize that being a mom is a very difficult job. And so I came from a very traditional household where my mom does financially depend on my dad. But the reason it's an equal partnership is because she also stepped up to the plate in terms of raising us. She got us to practices. She kept up with the household. And I do think she contributed in different ways. And so to me, the soft girl rebrand or the soft girl phase of your life sounds like it's rebranding being lazy, if I'm being honest with you. And I think it needs to be rebranded as just like redefining what being a girl boss means to you. You can be a girl boss at home or you can be a girl boss in the boardroom.
There you go.
It's interesting because, all right, so let's take the kids and the motherhood part out of it because I think that does like cloudy the debate.
For sure.
Let's say you're single here and you just want, you're a woman and you just want a more simple lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I completely agree. And again, like Cassie said, sometimes it means that your job is not your end all be all. You don't wake up and live to work. You work so that you can live. And that's totally fine as well. I just do think some of the spins that I've seen online have kind of romanticized being a sugar baby, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, like laying in the moss all day with your lover isn't really attainable unless somebody's paying for said moss.
Agreed. The Burt Show.